Welcome to your Giants mailbag. Anita Marks here with John Schmelk, and we've got two hot questions right off the press. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is from Dave in Rochester, wants to know, if the Giants kicked off tomorrow, what would be the starting lineup at linebacker?
All right, well, I'm assuming John Beeson's healthy, so I'm putting him right in the middle, all right? He's going to be your middle linebacker. You're going to take that Antonio Pierce role on Steve Spagnuolo's defense. He'll do a great job if he's on the field and, again, stays healthy. Outside, I like Devon Kennard playing that classic Sam 4-3 outside linebacker. Stop the run, get after the quarterback. He's also looking to get a lot better in pass coverage this year. Finally, I like JT Thomas. A lot of people peg him as the backup middle linebacker. I think he could be the starting Will. He's played all three spots before. He's got that sideline-to-sideline speed. I like JT Thomas as that outside linebacker at the 4-3 Will spot. And then Jameel McClain's your do-it-all backup. He can play all three spots. I think it's a real good situation.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting linebacking core. Here we go. Question number two is from Barney in Chelsea. Wants to know, what effect would Spags returning as a defensive coordinator have on the draft? Interesting. I like that question.
I think zero, to be honest with you. I think no matter who your defensive coordinator is, you need to have really good players. So if the Giants get to a position in the draft and they say, we see a defensive player that can help us, whether it was Perry Fuel or Steve Spagnuolo as your defensive coordinator, I think they're going to take that player. So I don't think it's a situation where Steve Spagnuolo needs a specific type of player to work in his defense. I think he needs good players. So if there are good players on the board, the Giants will take them, and Steve Spagnuolo will be happy to have them.
And you've said this before, intelligent players to play in his system.
Yeah, see, the reason Steve Spagnuolo is such a good defensive coordinator is he can make a lot of midstream adjustments in-game. Well, it's one thing for the coaches to see it, Anita, and tell the players what to do, but the players also have to be capable of listening to the coaches and changing maybe what they've done all week midstream. So you need smart players to do that, absolutely.
Great stuff. John Schmelk, Anita Marks with your Giants mailbag.